From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Islamist militants from ISIS have shot down a Syrian government warplane over the town of Raqqa. The report was confirmed by residents and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a group that has activists on the ground. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from southern Turkey near the Syrian border.
The Syrian Air Force jet crashed near a residential neighborhood in Raqqa, according to residents there. They say Syrian warplanes were flying over the city early this morning when one was shot down, killing at least three civilians. Raqqa is a Syrian provincial capital, but it's been ruled by the militants of ISIS for more than a year. The Syrian government has recently stepped up airstrikes against ISIS targets and demands a role in the U.S.-led coalition that met in Paris on Monday. The U.S. blocked an invitation for Damascus and for Tehran. Deborah Amos, NPR News, in southern Turkey.
Later today, President Obama is expected to announce he's sending 3,000 U.S. military personnel to West Africa. They'll help deal with the Ebola outbreak. The president is to make the announcement during a visit to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
International aid agencies have been overwhelmed trying to deal with the Ebola outbreak that is sweeping through Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. There's a critical shortage of beds, protective wear, labs, and health care workers. Sophie Delaunay, the executive director of Doctors Without Borders, says she welcomes help from the U.S., especially the military, to help set up isolation units.
They are much better equipped than any non-governmental organizations to put in place those kind of very strict and solid supervision from A to Z.
Delaunay says other countries such as France and the U.K. should also step up their response to the Ebola crisis. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
In California, Governor Jerry Brown will sign a contentious drought-related bill today. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports the measure will set up a statewide system regulating groundwater pumping.
In this current historic drought, some farmers say they've had no choice but to turn to groundwater to keep their crops alive, especially in places like the arid Central Valley. But there are renewed concerns the already stressed aquifer there will be depleted. This legislation gives local water authorities the power to regulate and limit pumping. The state could also intervene if the local regulations are deemed too loose. Governor Brown is expected to be joined by environmentalists, water managers, and local government officials at a bill signing at the state capitol this morning. Noticeably absent from the party will be large agricultural groups, such as citrus growers, who call the bill harsh and unlawful. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.
Railroad Amtrak says service has been suspended between Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. They're blaming downed lines. The Amtrak Acela Express and Northeast Regional Service are affected. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A group of 11 universities is joining forces to help more low-income and first-generation students attend college and succeed when they get there. From member station WBAA, Stan Jastrzebski has more.
What's being called the University Innovation Alliance has raised more than $5 million from some of the biggest education funders in the nation, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Purdue University President Mitch Daniels is one of the leaders taking part.
Lower income and students from families where no one's been to college before don't even make the attempt, or if they do, they don't succeed at the rates that other students do.
Daniel says Purdue may consider expanding its student body by as much as several hundred students per year to accommodate recommendations the alliance makes after its members study data gathered from the partner schools. For NPR News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski in West Lafayette, Indiana.
The Ukrainian parliament has approved an agreement strengthening ties with the European Union. The pact lifts some trade barriers, and it requires Ukraine to adopt the same standards as the EU in the areas of armed control, human rights, and security. The full agreement doesn't take effect until 2016. Russia opposes the free trade parts of this. Russia says it could get swamped by less expensive EU goods that come in by way of Ukraine. NATO says several troops have been killed in two separate incidents in Afghanistan. A suicide car bombing in Kabul killed three troops today. The bomb went off at rush hour, apparently aimed at a military convoy outside a NATO facility. Separately, a NATO troop member was killed yesterday in western Afghanistan by a man wearing an Afghan army uniform. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.